In each episode, we'll try to answer 7 common kid questions in 7 minutes. We'll tackle the common and uncommon questions kids often ask. No question is too weird. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you for joining us on 7 and 7. I'm Christopher, and in today's episode, I'm joined by my co-host and son, Nathaniel. So, we thought because of...
Tomorrow, I will be the host, and I will ask my dad questions about Pokemon.
That's right. In our next episode, we're gonna switch things around, and Nathaniel will be the host, asking me questions. And the topic he chose was Pokemon. So if you like Pokemon, we really hope you listen to our next episode. We haven't recorded it yet, though.
And right now I'm watching Pokemon Sun and Moon. I saw Tapu Koko a lot. And now Ash has, three or two Z crystals.
Yep, that's right. You're watching that on Netflix, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone else is stuck at home and they want to watch along with Nathaniel, he's watching, what was it called?
Pokemon Sun and Moon. There's Tapu Koko, which is the garden of Melee Island.
Sounds good. How about we talk about Pokemon in our next episode and we get back to today's episode. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So because of everything in the news with coronavirus, aka COVID-19, we thought we would do today's episode on viruses. So welcome to the virus episode!
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with, do you know what a virus is?
Yes.
Oh, tell
a
me.
Small particle.
Okay, small particle. Anything else?
A little germ, something that invades cells, it copies themselves with cells.
That's all pretty accurate. Yeah, good job. A virus is a tiny particle or germ that can make us sick. Different viruses cause different diseases like a cold, the flu, chickenpox, and other diseases. And like you said, they're very tiny, so tiny that you can only see them with a microscope. Did you want to add anything else?
And coronavirus.
And coronavirus is a type of virus. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Which I don't think I have it right now.
Nope. Thankfully, we believe we are all free and we've been staying home, right? Just like a lot of people. Okay. So how do we get a virus? Go ahead.
By touching something dirty that has little germs on it and then putting it somewhere on your face because they can go, up your nose, in your eye, in your mouth, or in your ears. I think those. Yeah. Which the one that looks closest to me was in your eye.
Yeah. If we touch a contaminated surface that someone else with a virus has touched, there's a chance that we could get the virus if we... get it on our hands and touch our face or nose. Did you want to add anything else or should I elaborate?
Once I had an ear infection, but how do you get ear infections? Do germs just go in your ears?
There's different ways of getting an ear infection. I think we should maybe circle back to that one. Maybe we'll do an ear episode and we can talk about that. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. There's glitter on you. Seriously, there's glitter on
you. Okay, there's glitter on me.
Mm-hmm.
So animals and plants are made up of little things called cells. Once a virus enters a plant or animal cell, it starts to reproduce or make copies of itself. People who are sick with a virus might cough, sneeze, or have runny noses. All of these things can spread little droplet fluids that have viruses in them. If we breathe in these little droplets or touch something with a virus on it, and then we touch our nose, ears, or eyes, like you said, the virus can get into our bodies. That is why it's important to wash your hands and try not to touch your face. Did you want to add something?
I forgot.
Actually, I talked too long.
I'm thinking.
Okay. I'll play some thinking music while you think. do 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 do.
Yeah, I did forget.
You forgot. Okay, moving on. Question number three: how can we protect ourselves from viruses? Go ahead.
Not touching our faces.
Yep, not touching our faces. Great one. What else can we do? I'll give you a hint. We have to do this one for 20 seconds.
Wash your hands for 20 seconds. Two happy birthdays or ABCs. Try not to use playgrounds, but you can just, like, if there are things that you jump from one to another, you can do those. You can't do anything that involves hands, but if you have a place at your house that you need hands to use, you can use that, which we do at our house.
Okay, and so wash your hands for 20 seconds, try not to touch your face or eyes, and what do we do to help other people potentially not get sick? When we cough or sneeze, what are we supposed to do?
Cover our mouths, and I remember what I was going to say. So, when you cough, it's actually good unless you're choking, because it sends out germs, so you won't get that, because it sends out germs, and your nose. And it's good that your nose is funny, because the snot carries germs with it out. And sneezing is also good because germs fly out.
Well,
not good for other people, but good for you.
Yes, you're right that the germs are flying out of your body when you sneeze, if you're sick. But then other people can get sick from it. And it doesn't mean you have less germs in your body. So it's not too helpful if you're already sick. Does that make sense? Like if you're sick and you sneeze 100 times, you're not going to get better. Make sense? It's not going to help.
Kind of.
What does our body do to fight a virus?
Produce more snot? Send down white blood vessels?
Blood cells? White blood cells? Yeah, white blood cells.
Cough, sneeze.
Those are symptoms of being sick.
Runny nose.
Yeah.
I don't think throwing up.
No, probably no.
No.
Not that, yeah.
No.
Do you want me to jump in?
I don't know.
No, you know a lot. You know a lot. And you're learning more every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to help you. Our bodies are pretty amazing for a lot of reasons, right? Our bodies are pretty cool. One of them is that they can defend themselves against viruses. So a fever is one way that they do this. A fever is when the temperature in your body rises or gets hotter. Some viruses cannot survive when they get too hot. So that's one way our body tries to fight the virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
By getting a fever. Your body has an immune system that fights a virus. An immune system is like an army that fights germs. Your immune system makes white blood cells and things called antibodies, which attack the viruses. After they attack the virus, they stay in your body to prevent the same virus from affecting you again. That's one of the reasons we get a flu shot, because it has a small amount of the virus in it that helps our body learn how to fight it. Sometimes a virus will make our nose runny with clear mucus. That might sound yucky, but runny snot helps wash the virus out of your nose. And then there are shots. Nobody likes getting a shot or injection. At least I think nobody does. Maybe you do.
Once I took a shot and I kind of liked it. Because then I think it was on my leg. Then my leg hurt. I don't know why I liked it, but my leg hurt. I liked it.
You did? For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, so shots are really important when it comes to keeping us healthy. Doctors give us shots to keep from getting sick. The medicine is called a vaccine, and vaccines can stop viruses from making us sick.
And there's glitter on your shirt.
Okay, for everyone who can't see me right now, let's establish that I do have some glitter on me. We had a snow globe break on us, and while I was cleaning it up, some glitter got on me. So yes, right now I'm very glittery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, not very glittery, just like a few pieces probably.
Mildly
probably
glittery.
Probably two.
Okay. Mildly glittery?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you describe me right now? Mm-hmm. Sparkly.
No, okay. In that place, and I think there was some around here.
Yeah, but remember, they can't see us. So they don't know where you're pointing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Next question?
Yeah.
What is COVID-19?
A orange ball with, like, spikes, and it's called COVID-19, aka coronavirus, mm-hmm. because I think corona or COVID means crown or crown, something like that. And it's like if you put one hand covering it, like, I don't know how much, like a straight line, but in under that straight line, just a half of it, then it would look like a crown on the top.
So, kind of. So that is pretty accurate, and I actually did not know about that until you, Mom, taught me. So corona is Latin, the Latin word for crown. excuse me. So coronavirus, or COVID-19, is a new disease that is spreading around the world. In some countries, it has made a lot of people sick. They have the name coronavirus because under a microscope, these viruses look like they are wearing a crown with spikes ending in little blobs, and corona is Latin for crown. So, yeah, you knew it, buddy. Good job.
I don't really know how to explain, but how do they make new viruses?
Okay, so when the virus infects one of your cells, it has a little bit of RNA that takes over that cell, and it tells that cell, make more of me. So that cell starts, let's say the cell had another job, all of a sudden, its only job is to make more of the virus. So the cell starts making more, and it's like, and then they start leaking out of the cell, excuse me, and affecting other cells in your body, and those cells start being told, make more of me. So then they start replicating in your body.
I mean, like, different kind of germs, not just one type, other types.
Oh, do you mean?
I know about that, but how do they make other new types?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so viruses can evolve and mutate. So let's say the virus enters your body. Every time it makes a copy of its cell, it might be a little bit different. And by being a little bit different, it might have a chance to be more effective at transmitting itself or making copies of itself. So because so many of them are being made and so many of them are just slightly different, over time, you can get a new virus. Because maybe one of those mutations helps it enter a pig. So now it can be spread in pigs. And again, over time, as it's making more copies of itself and it starts mutating, it could become a totally new, different virus. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. And, coronavirus infects, it's more effective to older people.
Well,
like old people. And it's very contagious. And yawns are also contagious.
Yeah, yawns are contagious. I agree. But as far as coronavirus being deadlier for older people, yes, that has been reported. But there's still a lot of information that needs to be collected, so we're not 100% sure about everything we've heard yet. So over time, we'll have a better idea of how dangerous it is for different age groups.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think you'll get sick or your parents will get sick? I'm just curious if you're worried about it or not.
I don't want my parents to get sick, or me or my brother. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you that we do need to be extra careful right now, right? When we go out, we're making sure that we're giving people lots of space. We're keeping distance from them. And we haven't been going to school for a while now. Because we do need to be extra careful right now. The bright side is lots of people are working very hard to keep everyone healthy. And we already know a lot about how we can keep ourselves healthy. So far, there haven't been lots of kids getting sick with the virus, which is great for you because you're a kid. And when they do get sick, it's usually only a little bit sick. So that's really great for you too. It looks like this virus isn't as dangerous for little kids as it is for older people. So far, we've seen that it's been reported it's much worse for older people or people who have health problems. If anyone feels sick and thinks they might have coronavirus, they can call their doc. They should call their doctor right away to get their advice and get help.
Does not eating sweets help you from getting sick?
I'm very tempted to say yes.
I just want a simple yes or no.
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Last question. Yeah. Go ahead.
Since there's the coronavirus going around, and we don't want to go to the store because there are germs there, so we shouldn't. We made lemon ice cubes, so we don't need to buy tea stuff, and we can just make lemon tea with the lemon ice cubes.
Yeah, so we're big fans of tea in this household. So one of the things we did do so that we can limit how often we go to the supermarket is we got a bunch of lemons because we love having lemon with our tea, and we squeezed them all out and froze them. So we have lemon ice cubes on hand for when we make ourselves tea.
And when mom was done, there was still a little more lemon juice, and I just licked it off. It was really sour, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah? Oh, okay. I'm glad. Yeah. Your Uncle Andrew also likes sour stuff.
Yeah. I like sour blueberries and I don't know, because I think those were the only sour things I tasted.
Okay.
And I like figs.
Yeah. I love figs too.
And plums.
All delicious food.
And mini ice creams, Riffy, which we have at our house.
Should we do a new show called 7 Things Nathaniel Likes?
Yes.
Okay, how about we do the last question?
Okay.
All right. What does it feel like when you have COVID-19? Do you know what some of the symptoms are that when people are getting sick, what they're complaining about?
Coughing a lot?
Yeah, coughing's one of them, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Sneezing a lot?
I don't remember if I heard sneezing. Let me think about that. Here. So most of the symptoms are the same as the ones you get when you have the flu. You might have had the flu before, so this means you might have a cough or a fever that makes you feel hot. A grown-up can help you take your temperature to check if you have a fever. And it might feel kind of hard to breathe. Most people who get COVID-19 seem to have a mild case. And again, I'm not a doctor. We're just going by what we've seen so far reported in the news, which means they get sick, but it's not very bad. Usually if they stay home and rest, a lot of people seem to be getting better. And we have doctors and nurses who can help when people get sick. If you feel sick, let an adult know so that they can help you. We hope we were able to answer some of your questions about viruses. We know this might be a weird time for you and your family as your schedule and routines are changed and you're spending more time at home. You might not be going to school right now, and you might not be able to play with your friends. This is because we are trying to do everything we can to stop this virus from spreading to more people. And if people aren't getting close to each other, it won't be able to spread. There are still lots of things you can do. You can still spend time with your family that you live with, read books, go for walks, just give people space when you walk past them. You can make art, practice writing and math, play games, write letters to family and friends, or have phone calls with them. And in case any parents out there are looking for resources for when your kids are home to help think of activities, we went ahead and wrote an article, and a lot of companies are waiving fees right now, and we linked to some of them. So go check it out if you're not sure what you want to do. Again, for next week's episode, we're really excited about it. We might do it in a few days instead of a week from now. And Nathaniel's going to be the host, and it's going to be about Pokemon. So we really hope you check it out.
And book characters cannot give you the coronavirus.
Yes, book characters cannot give you the coronavirus. So, you know, spend all the time you want reading.
Because they're just paper.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a virus on them, that it's not them giving you the coronavirus. It's just a germ on something that crawls onto you.
Yeah. Bingo.
It's not a book character giving you a coronavirus.
That's true.
Which, yeah. Now I'm going.
Should we say goodbye now?
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. I'm leaving this chair and that chair and that.
And now for a joke by a four-year-old.
Did you hear the joke about the germ?
Did you hear the joke about the germ? Nope.
Never mind, I don't want to shut it around.
Good one.